now, you can't do that. They got to go to a dressing plant. Mm-hmm. They have to be inspected and all that, and it's just it just not as good because it was fresh mm-hmm. when we did that, you know. Yeah. But they may hang it in a meat department in the where they dress these things in several days, and before they were shipped out to a store. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's still fresh because it's been under refrigeration. But it made a difference.
Yeah.
So, and I bet what made really made our business was the sausage business that we did. We'd have people come from Buckhead and buy sausage yeah. and things like that. But it has to be made out of, when you make sausage, to make it good, you can't let it stay cold for several days and then grind it mm-hmm. because it don't have the flavor it did. If you grind it after you got through dressing it, you'd hang it up in the cooler, and the next day you'd make your sausage out of it. Mm-hmm. Being that fresh made a big difference. So now they got where they take care of that is one place in up somewhere where I was the other day. They kill the hog, and then they dress it, and they hang it in the cooler, and then they begin making their sausage the next couple of days. And so that's the way they get around it, but the meat is still inspected before they put it out on the market.
Yeah. Just different standards, I guess, nowadays you have to.
Do what?
Different standards because the government have to
yeah.
go through different things now. So you were a driver for a school bus and director, and you, I think we'll talk about the relationship between Atlanta and Roswell. Did you go to Atlanta a lot in the younger days, and do you go now a lot?
Oh, yeah, we had the best times that we had in our group of boys and girls was, you know, you always had a group that you'd kind of stay together. Mm-hmm. And we had a drugstore then that was down here. It's still there, but the drugstore's not in there. It's next to the theater called Striblin. And that's what we used to call Hangout mm-hmm. for all of us. And on Saturday night, the Fox always had a midnight show. And that was our deal. Everybody'd go to a midnight show at the Fox Theater, and we had fun. And of course, it was varsity after the show, you know, and varsity stayed open until the midnight show was cleaned up, and of course, they finally closed in. But that was back in the good old days when you had dates and get to go to that and have fun coming home and stop at the varsity and eat and thing. So, and
how'd y'all get down? Did you drive or?
Yeah, we drove. We drove.
Did you go mm-hmm. take?
Mm-hmm. It was it's a Highway 19 then, and of course we got 400 now, you
yeah.
know, and the old Roswell Road is the one that's still there. Mm-hmm. It's where we went in, going through Buckhead and stuff like that. And so that was the good old days. We were all in high school, you know, mm-hmm. and things. It wasn't expensive, it was cheap, but that was just fun. You could have a date and do things before you got ready to go for a midnight show. I think the show started at 11:30, I believe it was. Or anyway, it got over about 1:30, 2 o'clock. But
a late night out.
Oh, yeah.
My curfew was a little earlier than that.
Is that right? Yeah. Things like that have certainly changed now. I had been on the fire department. I was over the rescue, but I was not a rescue man. I didn't want to be a rescue man, but I still over the rescue squad. I seen so many wrecks and deaths and things in the fires and things that